the City of Angels is black and gold. You are listening to the Heart of LAFC podcast. And now, Joseph Zacher.
Greetings, Los Angeles. Welcome to episode 389 of the Heart of LAFC podcast. We're going to call this one a golden opportunity, as several golden opportunities all of a sudden present themselves for LAFC. They're there for the taking. We'll see which ones they jump at, see which ones they'll squander. But yes, opportunities everywhere all of a sudden, all at once. And we'll cover everything with the news, of course. We'll talk about the game that was and the massive game coming up. Yeah, it's on. We've got the full crew here. Araceli's in the mix. We've got Bam on the road once again. Tony doing his thing in the lovely studio over there. Yeah, it's on, everybody. I'm going to go to you, Araceli, first, coming in all middle of the night. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, just surviving work more than anything. And I mean, in reality, next Sunday, I think it is, my cousin graduates from KU. So the whole family is excited and we're just preparing for it.
That's that time of year. Nice. Congratulations. That is cool. Of course, there's Tony hiding there. Tony, how are you doing, sir?
I'm doing pretty well. Exciting Champions League football going on. A nice little race in Serie A for my boys, and we'll see how that ends. But overall, just excited to see what our boys, LAFC, have in store and what we can do with the next couple games coming up.
Yeah, a lot to be said, a lot of opportunity. Like I said, that's why we're calling it a golden opportunity, because this is really interesting times for the club. Of course, there's Bam driving, but he's still dialed in. Bam, how are you feeling today?
Not too bad. Got the A-League playoffs starting this weekend. My Melbourne Victory has got a single elimination game against Monty's Western Sydney Wanderers in Western Sydney this weekend. So, big game. Some big news in the A-League from the fans' point of view happened over the last couple of weeks that I'm not going to go into, because that's giving it too much light on what happened, and I don't want to talk about that because it's not good regardless of who you support.
We'll look into that, that's for sure. Investigate, everyone, amongst yourselves. But yeah, we'll leave it at that. This is what's going on. It's busy times. So let's talk about the two things, the elephant in the room. One, the Club World Cup, and the announcement that we're going to be playing Club America at BMO last day in May. Yeah, Saturday throwdown, which means we get to postpone another match to make it happen. But basically, the $10 million match. So all those great transfers we've done the last few years, pretty much in one match, equals that kind of dough. So a lot on the line, that's for sure. Club America, of course, before that was announced, was already lobbying to try to get it moved elsewhere. Fail on their part. It's coming to our house. Of course, there are chances. We could beat these guys. We know this. It's going to be a hard one. They're going to give everything they have. We're just not sure which LAFC is going to show up for this match, or even who's going to be fully on the roster by that time. But it is interesting. That's for sure. I know it was kind of a not that great secret, kind of knew this was coming down, but Tony, your reaction now that it's finally official?
It's going to be interesting because we've faced them, two times, both of them friendlies, if you can say, not really competitive matches. Of course, it is a competitive match when it comes to us, but most of the time with them, it's always been very leisurely, like not putting all their stars out, not putting their full strength out. So this would be an honest test of how we stack against them. Again, the last time we had a competitive real match with them was 2020 in the Champions League at the time, but Champions Cup. And that was the last time we had a competitive match. We ended up on top of that one. But the way we're going right now, who knows? But again, this is, if we get in, it's pretty much $10 million to the club, not for payroll, not for anything, just $10 million to the club to see fit where they want to spread that out. Could be, who knows, but it's going to be
interesting. Won't be payroll. We know that much.
Yeah, I know, right?
It won't be that much. But, yeah, I'm sure bonuses will be in store for the boys if they pull that thing off. Again, it's huge for us. It's a great opportunity. Of course, we don't have a great history lately of when it comes to clutch matches. So, yeah, a little bit to be nervous about, that's for sure. But at the same time, you're one away. You're one away from the big show, and you'd open up against Chelsea. I know, if we can get there. Bam, how are you feeling about this? Concerned?
There is always concern. You know, our form in big matches is not the greatest, let's be honest. We had one game where it fell to our favour, but I think big games are always a bit gun-shy, a little bit of deer in headlights, and, you know, it'll be interesting to see who's on our payroll at times and who's ready to step up and get that spot for us in the Club World Cup.
Yeah, and it's a big, massive test for certain players on the side as well. As we've seen it come out today, the player salaries, who's leaving in 25, potentially who's going to be fighting to stay on in 25 at the end of it all, who could be gone by summertime. And so that's one of these big tests for all of these guys. You're going to be a part of the show, because guaranteed, if we do qualify for this, you got to bolster the roster, right? It's not going to stand pat. There's going to be new faces because of it. But if you don't, is the investment going to be the same? I mean, it is really an interesting place to be in for the club. That's for sure. I know, Araceli, from your end, there's got to be massive buzz here. One, the match is huge, who we're playing. But what are your thoughts? What's your standpoint on this?
I think at the end of the day, it's definitely a great thing for LAFC, and it definitely gives them bragging rights in a sense. But my only worry, if any, is that if they were to actually advance to the Club World Cup, is that we're going to be facing a very heavy schedule again, because LAFC is set to play in League's Cup. And I believe Club World Cup ends about mid-July, roughly when League's Cup begins. So we would be going from one tournament straight into another, and that's not including MLS regular play. And we've already seen how LAFC has been in the first couple of matches this season with their lackluster performances. I hate to be blunt, but that's what they were. So that's my main concern, is going from one tournament to another and risking injuries.
Oh, I mean, to be honest, I would treat it like they treat the U.S. Open Cup. If we get into this big show against these three big teams, throw LAFC 2 out there for League's Cup. Who cares? Who cares? Really?
Actually, LAFC 2 is kind of their surviving hope. So,
yeah. <I'm just laughs> Pretty much. Well, so stay alive. You need those guys. So, it's, again, interesting times. I'd rather have the opportunity than not. I think at the end of the day, that should be the story. Tony?
Interesting question, though. I just thought of what Araceli was saying, that MLS has a rule of only two cups per year. So if we make this cup, say we beat America, get our ticket into the Club World Cup, do we then have to drop League's Cup?
Pray.
Because, you know, they said you can only be in two cups a year. And we chose, you know, Champions Cup and also League Cup, which is the one that we have to force LAFC 2 to play U.S. Open Cup. So then it comes to the question is, does this fall into the guidelines of what MLS has put down forward? And do we have to drop this tournament for Club World Cup?
I think it's too late. They've already promoted games. They're selling tickets, right? The season ticket holders have already gotten locked in. Unless they did the opt-out, of course. I think they'll have us play. I think there'll be LAFC 2 players on the field in those games, right? It'll be a throwaway for us for three matches. Three and out. I mean, I think that's how it would be treated, and then you move on. But they're not going to take us out of this tournament. It's too much advertising already. They want us in everything. You know how it works. It's also MLS, and they've never been known to really stick to the rules, right? Mm-hmm. It's kind of like a suggestion. And after that, you know, if it makes a buck, there's wiggle room. And it's just kind of the way things run. It's always been that way. So I think they would make us play. Definitely. Yeah, I'll leave it at that. We'll go there. The other news, of course, is Thomas Mueller and the recurring, I mean, rumors. It just keeps going and going and going. Latest one that Mueller would sign a TAM deal with us to come out west. Yeah, that's out there. It's pretty consistent too. The chatter seems a bit lively. Yeah. Aracely, your thoughts on Thomas Mueller potentially coming to LAFC?
Oh, man. I would be 50-50 on that decision, honestly. But really, with any type of rumor, I never really take them seriously until there's actual fact and pen to paper. But that's just me.
Yeah. I mean, the opportunity is huge for him if he does. It just is. Marketing standpoint. Gonna make some dough, that's for sure. Keeps on playing. Guy doesn't want to stop playing, it seems. Could be fun. Again, he could be the cam we never had or the right wing we never needed. That's kind of the vibe, depending on how he gets used, if he does come this way. And I don't trust the current regime to make the right decisions for a player like him, because he is unique in the way he approaches the game. And would you give him that freedom? Yeah, it should be interesting. Bam, your thoughts? You think we should make the run on him or steer clear?
I'm either or. It doesn't really bother me too much. I don't really look into the rumors too much. There's a certain couple of people that when they announce rumors, then I will trust them. But until I see the hat box, I'm just like, he's not going to come. That's the way I look at it.
So you need a Fabrizio announcement and a hat box. And that's the only way it's going to work for you. There you go. There you go. Even he's been proven wrong a few times this year. So, yeah, interesting. And then back to Tony. I know where your head's at on this one, though, right? It's not.
It is and it isn't the same way. Just like if it's a TAM deal, then 100% take it because it doesn't slot our DP spot. And if it's a TAM deal, it's a partnership for that one because of it. Again, remember who you're partnered with, who we have that whole thing. So that's more of them be like, hey, we will let you have him and like kind of court, you know, persuade him to come this way for that if X, Y, and Z. So again, if it's better than what we have now, is the best way to say in the midfield. It's a different type of midfielder. We don't need a wing, so it'd be a better midfielder, and hopefully he can maybe help out Giroud, since he needs that passing to him to facilitate him scoring.
Yeah, he needs the perfect pass, the spoon-fed stuff. But it would be very fascinating to have him here. One, the personality. I mean, if you know who he is, you know the comedy related to him. He would definitely be a leader instantly. For the younger players, would be really good. So I'm hoping, I'm personally going to be selfish and just say, I'm hoping it's happening because it's me. But yeah, I'm on the side of it. At first I was like, hey, sure, another aging player. But yeah, he does things that we just don't have a player capable of doing right now. So we'll take it. We'll take those tools. And I'll leave it at that. I do see some comments. We'll get down there a little later. Let's get into the Houston match. Yeah. We'll talk about that a little bit. Pretty good one. Could have been better, right, Tony? Of course, the boys went out. Houston, of course, looking to do some damage. They've beaten us here a couple times, the last few times. Beat us on the road this season so far. We had some issues to work out. Now, going into the match, things look slightly different for us. Our lineup had a recent goal. We had Long and Segura in the back. Palencia, Hollingshead, Igor Jesus, Thielemann, Delgado. Yeah, those typical players. Up top, Buonga, Ordaz, and Martinez. I think Bam was talking about that lineup, the Ordaz-Martinez like vibe. It happened. I think it's one most of us like seeing in the first place because those are the guys that are getting the job done this year. So that's what we got. Now, the other side, they went with a 4-2-3-1 setup. Bond was in goal. Sviatchenko and Wodesu were in the back. They had Escobar on the left, Dorsey on the right, Artur and Reigns holding in the midfield, Bossy as the attacking midfielder, McGlynn and Linger as their outside mids, and Ponce as the target man, his lone striker. So that was the setup going into it, of course. Things got interesting rather quickly, very quickly. Take it away, Tony.
Super quick. It's just 10 minutes in. With a very nice pass and just Ordaz finishing it up. Like Ordaz had the pass, got it, tips it over the keeper, over Bond, and, you know, just puts it back in, and we get up 1-0. And it seems like we're going to do really well for the whole game. And again, Houston's not the strongest side, but they have been scoring multiple times. So we just kept, you know, pushing, and just unfortunate. So many, I don't want to say easy goals, but for the person who's shooting them and for the other people, it was just very missed opportunities to let this game just get away. So Bond kept them in the game with fabulous saves and everything. So the first half was more about the missed opportunities by Bouanga, by Ordaz, by Martinez, by Delgado, and just couldn't find the back of the net after that goal by Ordaz.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, we had them shut down offensively. They had 4 shot attempts, not a single one on goal in this game. And yeah, opportunities were wasted. I think at the end of this, 19 shot attempts, 10 on goal. That was at the end of the game. We'll talk about the second half and how things played out, but that was the story. If you just look at the stats, like, it was us, it was us, it was us, and making it too competitive. Now, second half comes along. Thoughts on that one, Tony? What are your highlights for the second half?
Thoughts on that one was just, again, the same old of just more missed opportunities, couldn't find the back of the net. And there are some scary moments for Houston on that point, but it wasn't enough to scare us too much, but it was getting away. And we, until the 79th minute, when Jeremy with Bouanga, like, that was also a very, you can tell the veteran presence that we need for that one, because the momentum for that game, that momentum for that play literally stalled after that pass, which was a decent pass.
Bad but not pass.
Yeah.
It was a bad honestly. Pass.
Yeah, bad pass. But he slotted it in, had the perfect shot, put it in, and we're up 2-0. And again, not until like the 95th minute or not like extra time for or Escobar gets the second yellow and gets walked off. I had some nice words to say to my favorite LAFC player, but as he walked the pitch again, I don't know why players decide to walk the pitch on that one on our side.
He could have gone through the tunnel, man. It was right
yeah.
there.
Yeah, but he decided to do that. Yeah. But overall, it was a very lackluster performance. Yes, it was a win. Yes, it was 3 points. Puts us back in fifth place in the safety zone, as you can say, but still not enough. Still not what we need. No. Still not, especially with who we're playing next, and then who the not Wednesday's game, but the opponent on next Sunday. Or the in 2 weeks is, you know, rivalry game.
Exactly. You got to get it up for that. There's no doubt they've got to step up for that, and they got to get more efficient because it's not going to be that open. Not like this. This was a lot of chances here. And now in terms of Ibobase, again, I found it rich that he got a goal in the moment that he did, especially he didn't get many chances. He got a rough pass. And what does he do? He uses the guy defending him as a screen. Using your head right there. Really smart finish. Again, how many minutes does he need before he produces while others get half a season? It's pretty wild. You gotta wake up, people, right? Like, I think the message was sent this match regarding the subs, the starting lineup. Bam, your thoughts on the management of this match? I know the finishing was off, but in terms of how it was managed, what do you think?
I think it was all right. I think some of the good subs were done, like bringing in Ibobase, you know, that kind of stuff. This match was good personally, especially work-wise, because one of the bosses at my work, his son is actually one of the sports scientists for Houston.
Ah.
Okay. So I had a little bit of bragging rights in the office on Monday morning when I went in, giving him a little bit of hard time about that, how bad his son was managing their players, but those, for me, it was a good show up. This weekend is going to be a massive back down to earth, especially with who we're playing. So, but for me, overall, I think it was a good way to get the win.
Yeah, some confidence for some of the boys that need it right now. You could see Obese's reaction after scoring that goal. He needed that moment. That's for sure. You know, you look at the subs, Frankie Amaya getting minutes, building up his minutes with the team as well. That helps too. Araceli, do you think there was a message sent regarding certain players not getting on the field for this game?
I'm not sure if there was so much of a message being sent in terms of just the managerial standpoint and the type of matches that we have coming up, especially against Vancouver this weekend. But overall, I think a win is a win, which is, I know, a little bit of a tight cast statement, but honestly, kind of like how you were saying that the finishes were a little off. I did see that. But overall, I think the boys did well.
Yeah, and you add into it the fact that they didn't allow a single shot on goal against a team that pretty much racked them when we were over in their house, right? They hurt us over there. They didn't get anything through at all. And this is with Segura in the lineup, and I know everybody's been after him a lot this year, and he's earned a lot of that. But in this match, nothing. Nothing. It's the tightest we've been in any game so far this year. And, you know, if you're only going to get a couple in, well, that's the other solution, right? You shut things down on the other side of it. So job well done on that front. Do more. Again, you're producing anyways. The opportunities, it has to fall. That's for sure. All right. I do see a couple comments from the faithful. I'm going to jump into those. Then we're going to talk a little bit of LAFC too, of course. Let me see here. We've got Dave Gomez. He's got the Club World Cup vibes. There we go. Q Cardi says, CWC news, updates, anything up the Wanderers. Hey, Araro Red Diamonds are going to be here, sir. And you know about those guys plenty. So, yeah, that's a thing. They're playing at the Rose Bowl. Yeah, there's some Club World Cup stuff right there. Q Cardi also says, I read it was $10 million to the investors, not to the club necessarily because salary cap rules. Yeah, our players aren't going to see any of that unless you get some kind of weird bonus or something. Yeah, it's going to the club. That's for sure. Q Cardi, that's how you drop CCC. Dolo, a genius. Yeah, I wouldn't put it there. Oh, and then you have the Carlos Vela vibes. Proves I'll be back in LA. I ain't going nowhere. You'll be back in Pasadena. he'll be back in LA to watch us. Yeah, the Vela vibes, guys. I mean, honestly, if Mueller's getting kicked around in those conversations, the Vela thing. He looks really happy, guys. I gotta be honest. He looks really happy in his place. Just follow the Instagram. The man's doing okay. Whether he plays for us again, I don't even think he even like. Yeah, I think he's good. I think he's good. We'd love to see him at the stadium sometimes, you know, like say hi, Carlos. But I think, yeah, I don't know. I think the more minutes we get, the more games we get into, I think we're done. We love the guy, but yeah, I think the show's over. That's for sure. All right, so we'll move it on forward, guys. Definitely add some more as we preview the next match and talk about LAFC 2, which is what we're doing next. Araceli, what is happening in the world of LAFC 2?
Well, we actually have some very good news as the boys earned a hard-fought win over the Colorado Rapids 2 in a 3-2 victory at Titan Stadium. Overall, the match was very kind of touch and go in the sense that they were both leveling the game throughout the entire match, which made it very on the edge of your seat type of feel. But ultimately, DeCarlo Guerra and Tommy Mihalik, they scored the winning goals for the LAFC 2 side. The decisive moment, of course, came in the 79th minute when LAFC 2 was awarded a penalty following a Rapids handball inside the area, which Guerra perfectly converted the pen for the win. But next up, tomorrow night, LAFC 2 will drive over to Carson to face Ventura County in another installment of El Traffic Chico. It's a 7 o'clock kickoff. If you're unable to make the match, it will be streamed on Apple TV.
Kind of interesting. You're going to Carson for this game.
That was Ventura's decision. They moved their next two games down to Carson. We're not sure why, but it makes it an easier drive for people, I assume.
Yeah, maybe half the lineup's going to play for the senior side since it couldn't do any worse. Maybe that's what's going on, right? It's like, keep them close. We need to use these people. Who knows? But hey, you know, hopefully the boys get a result and it kind of leads to things later down the line in the schedule for the better. But yeah, good luck to the boys again. That's going to be a tough one. Ain't going to be easy. That's for sure. Thank you, Araceli, for the update. Again, nice to get some positive news from the boys. Really nice.
And on that note, yes, I'm actually going to go ahead and log off because I do have a very busy day tomorrow with match coverage. So good luck, guys.
There we go. Safe travels. Again, thank you. Go get some rest. Go take care of business. It's going to be a busy weekend, Araceli. Take care.
See ya.
There we go. Araceli back in business. Got to do what she's got to do, guys. All right. So that moves us over to community news. I think there's a few things we know we're going to talk about, but there's a few new things as well. What you got in the world of community, sir? Go for it, Tony.
For community news, of course, 3252 memberships are still available. They are running out rapidly. So before you can get to them again, this is a good way to make sure you get your ticket to the upcoming game for away for Carson. Do not have it, you might not be able to go in, you might not get on the bus, and you know, you have to find another way to get in. So with that being said, there are three levels of membership. There is the level zero, which is just the cheap one. All you get with that one is 3252 exclusive discount and merchandise at LAFCQ, access to the Facebook group, and discounts at tailgates. The level one gives you the scarf, a pin, a lanyard, and for level two, woven scarf, woven keychain, trucker hat, and of course the patches for both of them. And then the business membership, which is the highest one, it gets you everything I just explained and a plaque. So each of them are different levels. Make sure you sign up for 3252 for TIFOs, ticket allotment. This goes to ticket allotment, TIFOs, and drum repair. So if you have not done that, make sure you get that up, and also make sure you claim which supporter group you are supporting and affiliated with, so that way they can keep their 3252 all the way through. And that is it for 3252 membership. Now for watch parties, since it is Mother's Day, if you have time and you're able to, there are two watch parties are going to be at Empires, and Lucky's are going to do one at Rowdy's and Black Army is going to be a Brewing Company.
And Rowdy's is in Rancho.
Yep.
Good spot. Soccer people. That's for sure. They're into the sport, so it's a good place to watch one. And Brujeria, it's kind of a new spot for BA, but looks strong. Looks strong, guys. So
it's fun.
Yeah. Whichever one you can get there. Yeah, it's official. It's on. All right. So we've got that going. Of course, the other thing we always talk about is the Black and Gold Vinyl Club Minute. A little tongue-in-cheek with this is we now have a new Pope in the world, Pope Leo. So we said, yeah, we'll have fun with it. You see social media having fun with it right now since we have our first ever American Pope. So I think we're just going to do the We Know Speak Americano from Yolanda B, because why not? Have fun with the Pop Americano stuff. I think it's fun. It's fun. I like it.
I actually have one.
Go for it, sir.
This is more wrestling related. If you know the wrestler's theme song, you know Cult of Personality.
Yeah. CM Punk. Playing live at WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah. Pretty cool. Pretty cool. Gotta say. Good choice. Love it. All right. And now we move on to the Vancouver Whitecaps match. Wait, Bam, did you have one? Were you like waiting in the wings with the song there? He's like, nope.
No, it's been a long weekend. Yeah.
Forget it. He'll get him on the next one. That's for sure. All right, let's get into it. We're playing the best team in the league. Yeah, I got to say that because it's the first time I ever got to say that about the Vancouver Whitecaps. the top side in the league, the finalist of the Champions Cup, Yeah, that team, one that finally took out Messi and friends. Yeah, in the mix, making it happen. And now we have to face them and hopefully humble them. Play them on the 11th, 4 o'clock kickoff, going to BC Place. Never an easy place for us to play. Surface ain't so great for us, but honestly, they do step up when we play them down there. So, or up there, I should say, from here. Yeah, it's on, it's happening. I know some people are probably going to be traveling for this thing, is what we do, but it's tough. I mean, we're playing a team that's on the highest of highs right now. Again, you take out Miami, you're going to feel real good about life. But you also got to look at their roster and go, yeah, they won the last, what, 4 games. They drew before that. Everything is going right for the Vancouver Whitecaps at the moment. 8-2-1, 26 points, as to us have 5-2-4 with 17 points. Yeah, we're chasing these guys, and this is a chance to catch them. It's not going to be easy. You look at who's scoring goals for these guys. I mean, you know you're doing good when the guy that's in 11th place is Ryan Gold. Something's working out for you. Yeah, Brian White's what? 8 games played, 6 goals scored. We got Pedro Vite. He's got 3 already. Tristan Blackman. Yeah, that's right. Tristan Blackman. 2 so far. Jaden Nelson's got a pair. Sabi's got a pair. Adekube's got 2. Even Sebastian Bellerhalter's on the list for goal scorers. It's happening. And look at the assists. The same thing. Vite, Ahmed, Nelson, Ngando, all multiple assists already. Bellerhalter, multiple assists. They're scoring from everywhere, guys. Like, everyone's taking a part in this thing. It's very improved. We'll say that for sure. And again, they've got the weapons. It's working out. They're a unit. I think that's the way to really look at it. Bam, you've been watching what these guys are up to. Your thoughts on Vancouver going into this thing?
Vancouver is scary. You got to look at it too. Yeah. How many goals did say Ryan Gould's got?
For which one?
For Ryan Gould. How many goals he's got?
He's got 1. He's 11th ranked. He's only played 3 games, though.
He's been out injured. So yeah. One of your best players has been out injured for a while, he's not due back to mid this month, yet they're still bombing goals left, right, and center. You know they're scary. And honestly, it's going to be a massive reality check for us. Coming up against such a good side on the run that we're on, especially playing up there, we need to be on our game 100%.
Oh, it's got to be chippy from the guys. I think it's one of those games where what they used to do to us when we would play them, we got to now return the favor. And it's got to get chippy. It's got to get funky out there. We were going to be the guys slowing the game down this time, looking for the counters. It's what we do anyways. We love the counter. But yeah, it's going to be difficult. Tony, you're probably in the same camp as me. They've been exciting to watch, huh?
Yeah, they've been an actual good team up there. It's been a while. Again, it's... as much as we played them, and it's always like the last couple of years was like Vancouver again and all this stuff. It's just now it's more of like, oh shit, Vancouver. And with everything going on, I don't see them kind of stalling. Again, it's everyone's kind of predicting their downfall because of the Champions League run or Champions run. And also, you know, the whole, you can't keep this pace up with also keeping the pace up in MLS, but again, I feel like they run it differently up there, and they've had time to kind of put everything. And then, of course, the man that we always have to talk to is Bellerhalter, which is a weird way to say, because usually when we say that name, it's usually bad stuff. Yeah. But with him, with his son, he's actually, you know, the surprise pick of everything.
He's looking the part, that's for sure. I mean, look at this schedule. Again, we told you about the wins, but look at the dates they were played. April 19th. April 24th, April 27th, April 30th, May 3rd. Where's the rest time? There is no rest time, and they're still getting results. It's scary. It is scary that everyone is stepping up at the same time for these guys. It's going to be tough. It's going to be brutal for our guys. Now, looking at the last match, they did beat Real Salt Lake 2-1 last time out. That was going to be a 2-0, but Diego Luna got a penalty in the 96th minute, so they got on the board against them. In that game, they did play a 4-3-3. In goal was Takaoka. I'd expect him in our match, too. They had Udvik and Blackman as their center backs. Ocampo, Johnson, outside backs. Ngando, Priest Bongay, and Cubas were their midfielders. Rios up top with Vite and Nelson on the outside. That's how they approached that one. Of course, when they played Miami, it was a very different story. The 3-1 win on the road, classic. That was a 4-4-2 setup. In that case, they had White and Sabi up top. They had Ahmed and Vite as outside midfielders for this one. They had Berhalter and Cubas in the mid. Vilsanovic and Blackman, of course, with their center backs. Ocampo and Johnson on the outsides. So, again, the rotation of lineup, you see that right there. Even approach and how you play the game, there's rotation there too. But again, doesn't really matter who they put on the field. The results are still presenting themselves. And that, at the end of the day, is what we need to look at. They can hit you from anywhere. Anyone stepping up. Again, the vibe is right for them right now, and we're going to be in for a battle for this game. There is no doubt about that. Bam, I ask you, man, what are the guys really, really have to do to steal some points on the road against these guys?
Defense. Defense is the key for this game. You saw that they can score goals from any player pretty much. So our defense has to be on ball. Got to shut them down. Look, if this is a nil-nil, rag and tag and drag down draw, that's a win. Why did they been playing? That's a win. That's what we got to do. Got to be chippy. Yeah. Got to do the smart fouls. Copy yellow here and there. That's fine. Don't get red carded. But we've got to be able to shut them down and just make sure that they don't have any good chances.
And no mistakes, I think, is the big one. We can't have a keeper not having the aggression that he needs to get the job done, hiding on his line. That's not going to work this game. We need the aggressive Lloris for this one. We need the center backs, again, holding it down, doing the job, simplifying the game. I'm with you, man. Zero gaffes. That's what we need. Tony, your thoughts? What's the game plan for this?
It's honestly just on the midfield and just getting the gaps into it to get to the front end and also scoring our opportunities when we have it. Again, we'll that's just been the issue moving forward, is just there's been no flow, no like anything, just chippy. We get some beautiful moments here and there, and that's about it. And it's just frustration more than anything. And that's the other thing. That's the whole thing. And we have to learn to have passion out there, fight, because it doesn't matter who we're playing against. We have to just, at this point, just fight hard and put everything online.
Yeah. And we do have players capable of that. It's just a matter of whether they face the field in this game. So I'll go back to you on that. You're talking about the offense and what's needed in the offense. Who is your starting three up top to get the job done?
I would love to see what we had last game, because it was perfect in the way the flow went, but we might actually get that, because again, we're going to Vancouver and it's a turf field. Drew has played on turf before, but I don't see him for sure playing this game, because I believe front office, maybe MLS front office, you're trying to be like, maybe don't play him, because there is a big game coming up that we need stars for, to, you know, sell more tickets, put more eyes on the TVs and stuff like that.
Maybe. I'm with you, though. I feel the kids have been carrying us this year, right? Ordaz, Martinez, they're the ones in the big moments. They're the ones stepping up. It's not like they've been letting us down. They're doing the job. You got to reward the guys doing the job. I'm with you. I'd rather have speedy look at things here. Bam, your top three up top. Who are you going with?
Wonga, Ordaz, Under.
Under. Yeah, well, again, limited minutes for him last game, so kind of it's telling.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I think I can see maybe Ordaz not starting, because obviously, again, looking ahead at the next match, we want to try and keep certain players fit and healthy for that. And I think Ordaz would want to be, we want to keep him more fit and healthy for that big match rather than for this one.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, this is one of those hard asks, right? You're on the road, so how much you sacrifice for that? Now, the midfield situation, Frankie Amaya has been getting some minutes. Is he going to get enough minutes to be the starter, or we keep the same three and go back to you, Tony?
We keep the same three. I think Amaya sees a start next game when is the mid-game game to give those our starters the rest. But I still see it the same. I don't see them because, again, we had a long rest, a very long rest. Not that long, short rest, sorry. But with a mid-game, I think that's where Amala shows the starting.
Yeah, I agree. You're going to get a midweek for him. That's what he's due. All right, so we look at the back line. Last time we had, Segura and Long. And Long looked like he is having some issues out there. So who goes to your starting center backs? Bam, you first. What do you think you have in your center backs?
I'm going to keep it as the same center backs for the pure fact that I think Long stop player where he'll have one bad game, but he'll come out and just destroy the game after. So for me, I'm keeping the same center backs.
So Segura, Long for this one. Tony?
I kind of want like a little change up here, but I think it's just we have to against this is a better team. I kind of want to see them up there, and then again midweek we'll see what we can go from there, because again we do have a younger star who has potential, but I rather for right now, since that's been the consistency, as much as Segura has not been steady, that's been the best way to go for it.
I mean, if you earn zero shots against on goal, you earned a start for the next one. I think, yeah, you reward the good behavior, and that was good. Outside backs, I think, stay the same. Hollingshead, right? Why would that change, too? Bam, I think you agree with me on that. Tony, I think you agree with me on that as well, correct?
Correct.
Yep. Heads nodding. So there's our lineup. And of course, Lloris, he'll be in goal. That is it. You know, no matter what happens, I think he's the guy. So it could be interesting, though, that Hasal, this is his old house, you know, his old home base for him. I don't think he'll feature, but he'll at least be on the bench for this thing, I would figure, if he's healthy. So yeah, that's our lineup. That's what we're sticking with. Now, I see about five comments from our faithful. Let's throw it to you guys and your thoughts on this. Here we go. All right. So we've got... Dave was asking about the starting front for this game against Vancouver. We kind of give our thoughts. I didn't quite admit mine, but again, I want the kids out there with Bwanga. It's more entertaining. Ibobase, though, super sub. Kind of dig it. It works. Do the same thing. Q Cardi says Araceli. She's asked about the who's a forward from Panama doing. Yeah, she's off already, guys. But yeah, we'll talk about that one later. Dave says, "What's the key to containing Whitecaps' attack?" I think Bam says it. Simple. Got to think defense first, cover it, and of course, no mistakes. No mistakes. Simplify your game. That's usually how that works. Q says, if you guys go to watch party or next tailgate, let's talk about possibly attending the Arawa versus Monterey game on the 25th, if everyone is free. I'll be back from my trip by then. So, yeah, I might see them over there first, maybe. I don't know. We'll see. But, I'm down for that, man. That'll be a lot of fun. I want to see what their supporters are up to when they come stateside. That should be a lot of fun. Bam knows. He watches J-League like me. Dude, Arawa's a show, guys. And I do hope they bring that show here because they're awesome.
Oh, they 100% will. Like, the Red Diamond supporters, no matter where they are, like, when they came and played in Melbourne, they turned out. We played them a lot with the Asian Champions League and all that kind of stuff. So, being able to see not just them, but the other Japanese, even the Korean fans, they're so well organized. They know what they're doing. And a lot of MLS supporters should watch how they do it, and you'll learn a lot.
Yeah, dude. Every week. So if you don't already know, J-League, you can watch games for free on YouTube. Like, there's a game of the night So is there one game in the league is probably going to feature on YouTube for free? And every stadium has supporter culture. Like, it's everyone. And stinging all game and traveling support at every game, too. I mean, the Golden Week games this past week has been packed stadiums because it's their holiday week. Dude, it's been fantastic to see. So definitely do it. Q, you got to share who your team is over there as well, since you're bringing up Arawa. It might be that one. We'll see what he says. But, yeah, it's good, guys. Watch it. Enjoy it. There's some songs I'm not beyond stealing. You know how I am with that stuff anyway. But, yeah, Smoke on the Water. Just look for that chant. It's pretty amazing. So there goes that. And then Q wanted to know about Under. And he says, does Under finally start? What's the agenda against my mans? I got to be dead honest with you. His contract ends next month. He's a June departure. That's it. Oh, God. I just saw Q. We'll talk about them in a second. But Under, Under is this was a trial. It's a kind of the way you got to look at it. And has he done enough to justify staying on with us? And I would honestly say I don't think he has. I think, Bam, you probably agree. I mean, does he look the part for a DP?
Not for his price, unfortunately. Like, I'd like the kid. He's got huge potential. But for what we pay, what it would cost us to get him, I think there's better options. I'm sorry.
There it is. I'm with you, man. I think, especially if the Mueller thing is real and some other targets, I think if we qualify for the big show, yeah, he's gone. It's tough. It's tough. Hey, I know I'm going to talk about it in a sec. Q's talking, of course, about the Yokohama F Marinos. In case you didn't know, they're one of the most prolific teams in the J-League, except for this year. It's kind of a shocker kind of year. They're in last place. Probably going to end up in the second division at the end of this thing. That's how it's looking right now. I mean, it is brutal for them right now. Look at, dude, Bam's laughing because he knows it's bad for Yokohama right now. But both Yokohama teams kind of stink right now.
They just recently announced the new coach, and he's horrendous.
Yeah, I don't know. They're lost in the woods right now. It's sad. So I have one J-League jersey. I need to get more. Guess which team it is? It's the same. It's Yokohama. Is it my favorite team there? No, it's not. It's definitely not. I have other teams that I like a bit more. Nothing against Yokohama. But, Nagoya. Dig Nagoya. Kashima Antlers, probably more than that. That's always a show. Tokyo Verde used to be. Kind of hoping they get back to it. But, yeah, you know, those ones. And, of course, not Cerezo Osaka, the other Osaka. Yeah, those guys are fun to watch, too. So, J-League is awesome, guys. Go watch it. It's fast, man. It's good to watch. But I wish nothing but the best for Yokohama, because it's been brutal, and they don't deserve it. It's sad. Again, they have prolific support, too. So, there's that. There's Q. Tony knows. Yeah, you know. Like, again, that's a great team to support. Just, man, this year is brutal. So I'll leave it at that. Bam. Are you still laughing over there, Bam?
Oh, yeah, I am. Because if I remember correctly, they're part of Citigroup.
I think so. Yeah. Yeah.
They are.
I don't know, man. I'm going to try to catch a game when I'm out there, guys. I'll do my best. I think my best chance is to see Tokyo when I go. Verde. So,
Are you going to say hi to someone, one of our friends out there?
Maybe. I'll keep it close to the chest, man. It's going to be hard. So I picked the 2 weeks that happen to be international match days. Stupid me. So Japan is going to be playing their last World Cup qualifier. Of course, they've already qualified in Osaka, and I'll be leaving Osaka 2 days before that match. Go figure. And then one match day will be available. One weekend, the last weekend I'm in town. So, and then thankfully I'm in Tokyo, so there's a game on Saturday and there's a game on Sunday. Both Tokyo teams play in the same house. So maybe. maybe I'll find a way. We'll see. We'll see. But there goes that. Good stuff, Q. Again, nothing but the best for you guys, man. That's for sure. And again, the Rorawa and hanging out to see them play, hit me up, man. I'm definitely interested. I think Tony is too. I got to see how the Monterey supporters mix with that as well. Should be rather entertaining. I know Tony's rolling his eyes, but there's that. All right, there we go. Comments from everybody. Love it, guys. Get ready this weekend. It's going to be hard. If you can get to the watch party, do that. But y'all know she should be doing on Sunday anyway. I'll leave it at that. Right, Tony? Y'all know. So, yeah, there goes that. And on that note, I'll go to the final comments of the day. Fire away, Tony.
Final comments of the day is enjoy your weekend. It's Mother's Day. Enjoy it with your mother, if you have one, family members that you know who are mothers. So, you know, celebrate them because you only have one. And, you know, once they're gone, and it's a hard thing to replace. Unfortunately, I haven't gone through that. I've lost, you know, grandmothers, but not mothers. And I've known just seeing my father, how he is. And, you know, sometimes he wishes he could still talk to him and stuff like that. So just, you know, have conversations with them, say what's up, say hi, you know, call them if you're out of town, send them flowers if you can, but enjoy the, you know, weekend with your mothers because, you know, they raised you as much as complicated passes with a lot of people. Again, that's just me, but, yeah. Let's just have fun there. Of course, with that being said as well, I kind of want to start since this is the first episode of the month and the last episode of the month might be going towards America is support your local one you support as in you put in the time, the effort, the money for. I understand we all have different teams and different leagues and we support them, some from childhood. But at the end of the day, when they come to our stadium, that kind of goes out the window and you bleed that black and gold.
There it is, home side. That's except Bam, like, you know, support local, but you know how it is with Bam. So I'll throw it over to Bam next. Go for it, Bam. Final thoughts?
Final thoughts. Again, the only one thing that we end up being on the same page is this weekend is Mother's Day here in Australia as well. So get out, see your mum. I'll be going to visit my mum's gravesite on Sunday to say hi to her. I know how it feels to lose a loved one like that, and I know how mentally damaging it can be. So again, conversations can save a life, can change a life. Reach out to your friends, especially ones that have just recently lost their mums or grandmas and all that kind of stuff. Reach out to them. Let them know that it'll be okay. You're here to listen to them and talk to them, and even if they need distraction, distract them. Get out, be good to each other, and as Tony said, support local.
There it is. There it is. And I'll add on as well. Look out for each other. That's essential to look out for each other. And of course, look out for family. Whether it's your mom, whether it's the mother of your children. Yes. Celebrate. Celebrate and honor them this weekend. That is essential. So enjoy your Sunday, everybody. That's for sure. Hopefully we'll be enjoying the results as well this weekend. Hope we get a surprise 3 points. I don't even say that we're capable. We're definitely capable of three. So on that note, yeah, guys, enjoy the weekend. That's the most important thing. So final word back to Tony.
Stay golden, Los Angeles.
Bam. Again, it caught him. Did you see that? Try again, Bam.
No, he's muted as well. There you go.
Stay golden.
Woo-hoo! There it is. Yeah, there's official. All right, I guess it's my turn, huh? Yeah, from me to all of you, stay golden, Los Angeles.
Thank you for listening to the Heart of LAFC. make sure to leave us a rating and review on iTunes or Stitcher. Shoulder to shoulder, the black and gold is taking over.